To think better, be generous. Do you find it easier to give rather than to receive? How do you feel to be on the receiving end of another person's generosity? Were you embarrassed? Grateful? Have you ever felt bad for not responding in a more generous way to someone you saw was in trouble? As humans, we can choose to be remarkably generous. And as far as the brain is concerned, these pro-social acts benefit us because it nurtures trust, loyalty, and mutual respect. It also boosts our level of gratitude and happiness. Scientists in Switzerland have discovered that publicly pledging to be more generous not only increases levels of self-reported happiness, it changes brain activity in the TPJ, the temporoparietal junction area of the brain that is concerned with empathy and social cognition, as well as the ventral striatum, the area relating to reward and happiness. This matters because being more generous leads to less judgment or criticism and greater tolerance and understanding of others. In a world that can sometimes come across as being a tad mean-spirited and self-obsessed, a little more generosity could make it feel a whole kinder, happier and safer place to be in. Cultivating generosity starts with us. It's not that we don't want to be generous, it's just that our state of overbusiness and constant partial attention means we don't see, hear or notice what's happening around us. So it's about taking the time out to relax and engage fully with our world. I read two wonderful examples of this in a couple of unrelated articles this week, both air travel related by pure coincidence. In the first, Emily Vestege related how the actions of an air crew on one particular flight made the lives and comfort of all passengers just a little bit better that day, but especially for one hassled mum flying with three small children. Say no more. I guess many of us will have travelled on many planes, trains and automobiles, and the one thing that can make the journey is the attitude and generosity of the staff in showing that they care for you, the passenger, as an individual. It's the bus driver who ensures you get off at the right stop because you're travelling alone in an unknown city. Or it's the person in the street who stops to ask, "Can I help?" when you're pondering over a map written in a different language, and then offers to walk with you to show you the way. Or the family enjoying a delicious picnic who offer their food to share with others around them. Be generous with your attention. As Simone Weil said, attention is the rarest and most pure form of generosity. This is something I struggle to get better at on a daily basis. It's so easy to fall into the trap of taking others for granted, being aware of their presence, but not really tuning in to give my full and undivided attention. In his book, Give and Take, Adam Grant reminds us why giving is the fastest route to personal and professional success, with the focus on helping others, creating the ultimate win-win. It's easy to blame our busy lives, our technology and stress for not paying attention, but ultimately, it's our choice. Choosing to pause, to listen deeply, enables greater understanding and connection. And by the way, the book Deep Listening by Oscar Trimboli is highly recommended. It's the choice to switch off from work and the internet, to spend time with those who mean the most. And remember, it's been revealed that the mere presence of a mobile phone on a table reduces the quality of that personal interaction. So put it out of sight and switch it to silent. Be generous with your time. The saddest outcome from the illusion of time poverty is when we fail to maintain some of those important friendships that end up fizzling out, getting broken or lost forever. How many times have you had the intention of reaching out, but, you know, time ran away yet again, and those days turned into weeks, months or years? It was at our 30-year medical school reunion, one friend became overwhelmed with grief, hearing that a good mutual friend had died several years previously. He'd had no idea his friend was even ill. They'd lost touch, and now there would never be that time to reconnect. It may only take a minute, but taking that time can make such a difference. And as the Are You OK campaign reminds us, it can sometimes potentially save a life. Try saying thank you to those who have been generous to you. I've included in my blog a great video that reminds us how to express gratitude to those who've contributed the most to our lives. And it's a bit of a tearjerker, so if you go over to the blog and watch it, you might want to get the hankies ready. Create a culture of generosity. A generous workplace isn't focused just on the perks of providing good coffee and childcare. It's about remaining person-focused, seeking to establish mutual respect, acknowledging good work done, and celebrating all wins. Because this is what creates greater happiness at work, which is good for people and for business. Generosity and gratitude work hand in hand. Other than that, generosity is good for our health, helping to alleviate stress, reduce mortality, boost our mood and relationships, and mental well-being. In this season of giving, let's choose to use generosity as a means to trump selfishness and provide more benefit to the greater good.